This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know if you saw this, but Saturday a week ago was Record Store Day. Yes, a marketing ploy by independent record stores all over the world, but they are onto something because last year, consumers bought more new vinyl than they did CDs for the first time since 1987. That's according to the Recording Industry Association of America. LPs are booming. But as Marketplace's Henry App reports, it has been a bumpy ride.
The Burlington Record Plant sits in a narrow industrial building behind a bagel shop in Burlington, Vermont. Inside, a machine that dates back to the 1960s is pressing vinyl discs, etched with the music of a local soul folk trio, about one record every minute or so. Owner Justin Crowther has been operating this small shop since 2014.
Truthfully, I'm, you know, a boutique pressing plant.
Since the vinyl boom started, Crowther says he's turned down investment offers and orders from major record labels. That makes him something of an outlier, as sales of LPs and the number of plants making them have exploded.
It's great for the business. I just hope that it's not too much too fast.
The vinyl resurgence really started in the mid-2000s.
Josh Friedlander is with the Recording Industry Association of America.
2005, I think, was the year that vinyl sales were actually at their lowest in the U.S.
They've climbed ever since, driven first by indie labels and small record stores. Then, in the last few years, Adele, Taylor Swift, and other major artists joined in, and Target, Walmart, and Best Buy started selling reissues of classic albums. Between 2020 and 2021, vinyl revenues jumped by over $450 million, according to the RIAA. But vinyl success is relative, Friedlander says. The music industry really makes money streaming.
There are trillions of streams, and 80%+ of the revenue is still coming from streaming.
Still, over the course of the pandemic, vinyl managed to carve out an 8% slice of industry revenues. But getting there wasn't easy for pressing plants. Jen DiEugenio is the founder and president of the industry group Women in Vinyl.
For the industry, it was just like one hit after another, honestly, because we started the year before the pandemic with the Apollo lacquer fire.
In February 2020, that fire destroyed the only plant in the U.S. that made a crucial component in the record-making process. Then the pandemic caused a vinyl shortage.
When everybody started to renovate at home and use, you know, vinyl flooring and things like that because they couldn't go anywhere, we couldn't get the PVC that we needed to actually press records.
Most of those issues have eased, says Dustin Blocker, the owner of Hand Drawn Pressing in Dallas, Texas, and the president of the Vinyl Record Manufacturers Association. New record pressing plants have opened, and others expanded, including his.
We doubled our production lines. We've made huge growth in our staff. And then, yeah, we run 24 hours, 5 days a week.
And two industry leaders, both in Tennessee, have finished or announced multi-million dollar expansions in just the last few weeks. Blocker says that's great for the industry as a whole, but he worries that as vinyl becomes more mass-produced, the quality of the records themselves could suffer.
The hard part about a vinyl record, they are uniquely made one at a time. They're wildly different from one another.
So this is what it looks like before you make a record. About 300 degrees.
That finicky operation is on display at the Burlington Record Plant, where owner Justin Crowther shows me a glob of hot PVC about the size of a hockey puck. One of his employees places it on a paper label in between two circular metal plates. They come together, and a minute or so later, out pops an LP. At this shop, all of this is done manually, Crowther says.
It's constant work to just keep all eyes and ears on each parameter. It's a very difficult process.
But it's a process he intends to stick with. Even as more mainstream acts and money pour into the vinyl business, Crowther wants to keep his focus on smaller labels and local artists, the kind of work that brought vinyl back in the first place. In Burlington, Vermont, I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.